morning, and thank you for starting your day with the Andy Summer Show here on XTU as Andy broadcasts from home and producer Donnie and I here at the XTU studios.
I was at the grocery store yesterday, Dave, and I thought, I'm just going for it. I'm buying the toilet paper that I refused to buy last time I was there, and it's gone.
Wait, that awful Canadian stuff that was like sandpaper?
Yes.
It's gone?
When we were there last week, they were putting it on the shelves, and they had loads of it. The entire wall of the grocery store was filled with this toilet paper, and it is gone.
Yeah, and you were convinced it would be there forever because it didn't even like feel like toilet paper.
It felt awful. You know, now we're down to our last four rolls again. And can I just say, though, that 4 weeks ago we were down to our last four rolls and then I got nine rolls. So all of you that have 110 rolls in your garage, enough. But here's the real reason that there's this shortage because, yes, people have been hoarding toilet paper, right? And it's almost understandable. Because if you run out of toilet paper, what are you supposed to do? You're not going to use napkins, which also, by the way, are completely gone. You don't want to move on to paper towels. You know, you can't flush that stuff. You certainly don't want to use a washcloth. Ew, because then you have to wash it, right?
Yeah, that's awful.
I get it. I get that you're afraid you're not going to have any toilet paper. But hoarders are not the only reason that we have a shortage of toilet paper. And then a lot of people are saying, so these are myths. A lot of people are saying, well, we get all the pulp from China, the pulp that makes the toilet paper, that all comes from China.
Okay.
And with them not making it, we can't have no. 10% of the pulp of the toilet paper that's made in the United States comes from China. Only 10%.
Okay.
So, yes, for as much as their production is down, obviously, because everyone over there is still recovering from coronavirus. And so you have that and you have the hoarders. But here's the big thing is that the average person goes to the bathroom about five times a day. But when we were all going to work, most of us were going to the bathroom at work more than we were going to the bathroom at home. So where it used to be that toilet paper manufacturers were selling 80% of their stock to businesses and commercial use and only 10% or 20% to homes, now it's flipped. So they just don't even have that packaging. Because they're so used to making the stuff that you get in the bathroom at work,
those
right? In the stalls.
Like we have here, those gigantic rolls that are the size of a car tire.
Exactly. So that's what their production is used to. So it's taking them a while to get that flip-flop back. And I feel like by the time they do, then we're going to be in the opposite problem, right? Then we're all going to go back to work, but now we're not going to have those giant rolls anymore.
Where do businesses go to get those big, gigantic wheels of toilet paper? Is there a special
business? That they go right to that. Like, you can go onto Amazon and get that, but it seems insanely expensive. And I don't know if it's price hoarding or if it's price gouging or if there actually is that much toilet paper on one of those rolls.
Yeah, and where are you going to put it? It's like we have a toilet paper roll holder that's that big.
Exactly.
Right?
You would have to install a new bar off the wall in your bathroom.
Yeah, hire someone just to hold it for you.
I don't.
Because it's so, that'd be awkward. I have a lot of bad ideas.
But there was there's this guy in Michigan who's in charge of such things, and he said it could be a good 3 months before we get back on track and you're able to go into a grocery store and see an ample amount of toilet paper. 3 months.
So your advice is just don't go to the bathroom for 3 months.
Stop
your body,
eating the fiber.
Yeah, your body should be in such perfect shape that it utilizes everything that goes in so that nothing comes out.
Yeah, or let it all come out so smoothly that you don't even need it. I don't know.
Andy Summers Show. This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you, love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.